a brand new episode of Wrestling with Siblings. I'm your host, Araceli, and this is my co-host, Armando.
Hi, guys. I'm Armando, and welcome to Wrestling with Siblings.
All right, let's get started with Monday Night Raw. This is the first time we see Drew McIntyre since WrestleMania live on Raw. He pretty much starts off, and he's like, well, you know what? I want to say thank you to the WWE Universe for, like, always believing in me. And, well, Drew McIntyre, you're welcome. But he goes on to say that he beat The Big Show and Brock Lesnar on the same night, just about 30 minutes apart. And he's not wrong. I mean, I seriously thought Big Show was going to end up and walk out WWE champion.
I agree with you on that. As soon as I saw Big Show, I was like, what a perfect opportunity for Big Show to be champion. But Drew McIntyre, being the champion that he is, he was able to capitalize on it and beat the Big Show. But on Monday Night Raw, Drew McIntyre doing what the WWE Champion should do, and that's what? Going out there and defending each and every single night.
Yes, and he says, if you deserve an opportunity, you will get an opportunity at the WWE Championship. And who comes out? The greatest manager in all of WWE, Zelina Vega, comes out with her client, Andrade, and she's like, you know what? He is ready for you. And not only that, he's already beating you. Already. To become champion. And not only did he beat you, he also injured you.
Zelina referring to the matches that they had down in NXT. And this is a great opportunity for Andrade to really chase after the WWE Championship, because I believe that's what's next for Andrade after him winning the United States Championship. What better way to do it than against Drew McIntyre, someone that you have already beat?
And Andrade, super, super confident. You know, he knows what he's getting himself into, and obviously having someone like Zelina Vega makes his ego shoot 100 times bigger, right? And McIntyre's like, well, you know what? You want a fight? I will give you the fight, champion versus champion, tonight. Now, keep in mind, no one is defending, but if Andrade can take down Drew McIntyre, this could potentially put him first in line to a WWE Championship opportunity.
Yeah, definitely agree with you on that. If you are able to beat the champion in any way, somehow, you're automatically first in line to face the champion. And what a great opportunity for Andrade if he's able to be successful.
100% agree with you on that one. All right, let's move on to the very first match of the night, which is a Women's Money in the Bank qualifying match. Asuka versus Ruby Riott.
I think, personally, this was my favorite match of the night. I think Ruby Riott was just impressive throughout the entire match and really brought Asuka to the limit.
Yeah, ever since she came back, and even before that, I always saw her as unappreciated talent. And the reason why is because she's just so good inside of the ring, and she's so good with the mic as well. And I think people didn't appreciate that until she came back now. She can hang with Asuka. Obviously, Asuka's experience is what helped her out in this match, but Ruby Riott really took Asuka to her limit, and how many women can you really say take Asuka to that breaking point?
Not only that, but we know that Ruby Riott came back from a double shoulder injury, and I believe this is like her second or third match, and to be able to compete the way she did against Asuka, I mean, it's really, really huge for her. She really looked great. She really looked amazing. I think Asuka, like you said, being on the ring and all the experience and having that in-ring rhythm was the difference in this match, and obviously when she was able to connect her submission.
Oh yeah, as soon as she was able to connect that, it was definitely over for her. But you kind of saw Asuka targeting, you know, the shoulders of Ruby Riott. That's a brilliant strategy. She went in knowing exactly who her opponent was, and what did she do? She 100% capitalized on that, you know, and you really have to give it up to Asuka because she was able to capitalize win, and now she pretty much punched her spot to Money in the Bank. She's going to Money in the Bank, and this makes her 100% more dangerous than what she already is in singles competition.
Asuka definitely being one of the more dangerous competitors going into this Money in the Bank match for the woman. Definitely one of my favorites. We're going to see later on who ends up qualifying, but for sure right now, Asuka is one to keep an eye out in the Money in the Bank.
100%. All right, let's move on to Aleister Black versus Oney Lorcan. Super, super impressed by Oney Lorcan. I think he's going to be a great star if he continues to get the push that he's obviously been getting not only in NXT, but on the main roster. I believe this is the second time we see him on the main roster. He's absolutely fantastic, and he gave Aleister a fight. And I said it with Asuka, and I'll say it with Aleister. How many people can actually hang with Aleister Black and keep him down on the mat? Not a lot of people can do that, and Lorcan was able to do that for quite some time.
Yeah, and I feel that a lot of the competitors are starting to kind of get into Aleister a little bit more. What I mean by that is that the aggressive side of his competitors are starting to show, and he's kind of struggling with that a little bit, but at the end of the day, he gets the win. And I mean, what Aleister has done up until now, these past couple of months, is just super impressive. I really don't see anybody stopping him right now.
Oh yeah, I definitely don't. I think Aleister's biggest advantage is his striking ability. You never know when he's going to strike, and that's exactly his biggest advantage, and that's where nobody really is expecting. You don't really see it coming. And like I said, that is his biggest advantage, but also the mental games. He knows exactly where he's going, and he knows how to get inside the head of his opponent. And if he can continue to do that, it's going to be very hard to take him down. Right now, as you said, I agree with you. I don't see anybody that can stop Aleister Black.
Not only that, but then a lot of his opponents have been trying to, and we saw that with Lorcan, they're trying to avoid the Black Mask. But like you said, Aleister has been able to master his moves so good that he just connects it so quick with the speed.
Another thing, the longer this match goes, you're giving Aleister Black the advantage to capitalize. He works quick. He adapts to any wrestling style. He adapts to anything that's going on around him. And if this match goes any longer than it should, you've already minimized your opportunity to take down Aleister Black.
One thing that I've noticed about Aleister Black is, not like other competitors, he doesn't get as frustrated when he doesn't get the pinfall or the submission. He just continues to work his opponent, and he knows that the time is going to be perfect for him to execute and get the victory. And I think that's a huge plus.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. As soon as he sees that moment, he definitely takes it. He hits the back mask, and that's it. It's over. He can end a match in under 5 minutes, or he can make it go for as long as he needs to in order for him to ensure that win. And that's brilliant. That's a brilliant strategy by Aleister Black. All right, let's move on to probably one of the most brutal matches in Raw. Sarah Logan versus Shayna Baszler, another Money in the Bank qualifying match. Keep it simple for you. Shayna was upset. She was really, really mad. It looked like she could potentially have broken Sarah Logan's arm. She completely just stepped on it. She stomped it, and poor Sarah Logan was in a huge amount of pain.
Yeah. Shayna Baszler just pretty much came out and took care of business and completely destroyed Sarah Logan, if you want to put it that way. Just, it was brutal the way she stepped on her arm. She just went out there and bam, that's it, it's over. So, due to Sarah Logan not being able to
continue the match or compete anymore,
Shayna Baszler is the one that ends up getting the victory and advances. Another dangerous competitor for the Money in the Bank. So, now you have Asuka and you have Shayna Baszler. Any other women that are going to be in this match, those are the two women you got to watch out for.
Oh yeah, you definitely have to watch out for. Keep in mind, when it comes to a brutal match, Shayna Baszler immediately activates beast mode. So that puts you at a disadvantage from the get-go. Now, personally, I would walk in with the mentality, I know I'm at a disadvantage. I'm going to try to team up with the rest to take down the biggest threat, and that is Shayna Baszler. Once you take out Shayna Baszler, the odds pretty much become even between all six women.
Yeah, definitely. And Shayna Baszler, we saw what she did at the Elimination Chamber, just completely eliminating the entire competition, the entire field. Now imagine what she could do at Money in the Bank.
I mean, she can take them all out single-handedly, and the match could be over in maybe under less than 5 minutes. But that's what I'm saying. I feel like everybody should just team up on her, take her out, and then continue the match. That puts you at a little more advantage than anything else going into this match.
So far, those are the two competitors that are going to be competing right now. We'll see how this entire field plays out, and then from there we could be like, okay, well, you know, we're going to gain up on Shayna or not, but we'll see.
It appears that it'll be 3 Raw from SmackDown, 3 from Raw. So we know by the end of tonight who will be representing Raw. And then I guess we'll find out on Friday who's representing the SmackDown side. But so far, keep your eyes peeled for Shayna Baszler and Asuka. Dangerous competitors heading into this match. Alright, let's move on to Akira Tozawa versus Austin Theory.
Another one of Selena's acquisitions for her team, and just Austin Aries, ever since he got called up to the main roster, he's just been unstoppable. He's been on fire. Not only that, now he's got Selena on his corner.
Oh yeah, he definitely walks into every match focused. He knows what the objective is, and he knows how to get there. And I think that mentality from Selena potentially mentoring him backstage is like, you know what? This is the game plan. This is what we're going to go with. And he walks in knowing and with some confidence, and I think that's what helps him out even more in this match. He's great already inside of the ring, but that confidence gives him that boost that he really needs.
Not only that, but Akira Tozawa took him to the limit as well, too. But again, having Selena Vega in his corner is a huge plus, and then you can see the confidence in Austin Theory.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can. Akira Tozawa is one of my favorites, simply his style. He always brings something new to the table. He is one of those unpredictable ones. You never know what he's going to bring. And his match with Austin Theory was really something else. And I really want to see more of Akira Tozawa with different competitors, not just people like Ricochet, not just people who wrestle like him. I want to see him against other type of competitors. I really think he can do so much better and do so well in the main roster.
Yeah, he could definitely do a lot of things and bring a lot to the table. And we saw in this match with Austin Theory.
100%. But a statement was made right after this match. Selena Vega, very, very smart. She brings out Garza and Andrade after Theory's win, and they completely take out Akira Tozawa. This is sending a message to Drew McIntyre and the entire Raw locker room.
Yeah, she's pretty much bringing out all the arsenal and be like, you guys gotta watch out for this team, and gotta give it up to Selena Vega. She has made a great team so far.
She definitely has. I mean, she has Andrade. She has Angel Garza. She has Austin Theory. What more of a perfect team can you actually come up with? Do you have anybody that can take down this team as of right now? No, there's nobody that can match up to the team Selena Vega has put together, and you have to give her credit for that. She is brilliant.
And keep in mind, this team is just getting started. To wait as they keep getting more better and better and they get along, this is going to be a dangerous team, but we'll see what ends up happening.
Yes, we will definitely see where this takes us. All right, speaking of Selena Vega and her acquisitions, Angel Garza versus Tahuti Miles. Garza, very, very impressive from the beginning. He is focused. He knows exactly what he wants, and he knows exactly how he's going to get it. He's very, very confident, and I like this new confidence in Angel Garza because he walks into his match knowing, you know what, I'm going to walk in, I'm going to win this match, and then he's going to continue doing what he does best.
Not only that, but he has shown a little bit more of aggression, and I think that's what has been bringing up his game these past couple of weeks up in Raw.
His aggression might come from Selena Vega. She keeps him motivated. She keeps him fueled. And that is what you have to give Selena credit for. She knows exactly how each and every single one of her acquisitions works. She knows how to keep her talent focused, how to keep them fired up. And that is something that you can see in Angel Garza. He has a whole new spark to him, and he's definitely keeping up that momentum.
Definitely. This is another superstar you have to keep an eye out on in Selena Vega's team. Again, Selena looks like she's shaping up the perfect team. And sure enough, what ends up happening after the match? What happens? Andrade and Austin Theory come out and completely take out Tahiti Miles.
As I told you before, this team is going to be the best team we've seen in a very, very long time. And there is nobody that can take them down right now. And if Selena Vega keeps playing the games that she's playing, not only mentally with each and every single one of their opponents, but physically, they're going to get very, very far. And I think having Selena by them sides is definitely what's going to help them get there. And she's definitely making a name for them, not only for herself, but for them as well, because now the Raw roster has to be very, very careful with any of these men, because you never know when they're going to strike. We already saw it in the Theory match. She brought out Andrade and she brought out Garza. And now in Garza's match, after his victory, she brought out Theory and Andrade. This team, extremely dominant, and she wants to prove that.
We can say right now, Zelina Vega is the best manager in the WWE.
Yes, she definitely is. We touched on it last week. She is the best manager in the WWE, and she is doing exactly what she's supposed to do to get her team to where she wants them to be. And do not be surprised if you see her team hold all the gold. Do not be surprised, because I think that's the objective.
I could see that happening, especially having Zelina Vega and another leader like Andrade to this team is shaping up to be one of the best so far.
100%. All right, let's move on to Kairi Sane versus Nia Jax in a qualifying match. And this is the last qualifying match for Raw. So therefore, after this match, we're going to find out who represents Raw going into Money in the Bank.
What a big match for Nia Jax on her second match after her longtime injury, coming back to get a Money in the Bank opportunity.
100%. Nia Jax showing the power definitely made a difference in this match. She basically threw Kairi around as much as she wanted. Power played a huge role, and no matter how much Kairi tried to recuperate, she was unable to do it. Why? Because of the power of Nia Jax.
Definitely Nia Jax came in focused. She looks like she's hungry, that she wants victory, that she wants to win the Money in the Bank, and power was the difference maker in this match, no doubt about it.
And another competitor you have to be extremely aware of going into Money in the Bank, because now you don't just have Shayna Baszler, you have Asuka, now you have Nia Jax, another dangerous competitor. The SmackDown women are really going to have to work together to take down the Raw team if they want an opportunity.
I agree with you on that part. The Raw Money in the Bank team is looking pretty solid and pretty difficult to beat. Like you said, we might see on Friday the next competitors that are the qualifying matches to see who's going to qualify for SmackDown. But hey, you know, if it was me, I'll probably pick someone from Raw because that team looks pretty strong. But, I mean, we're not underestimating the women on Friday night. But, I mean, you can't go wrong with any of the Raw ones.
Well, Raw has all the powerhouses. But we definitely know that when it comes to speed and having an advantage into this match, the SmackDown roster has that. So it's going to be very, very interesting how the odds even out into this match. And then I guess we'll find out who becomes Miss Money in the Bank. All right, let's move on to Charlotte Flair, the new NXT Women's Champion. She basically comes out to say that Vince McMahon picked her to be at last year's WrestleMania, to be added into the main event for a reason. And now she says she won the championship and she's going to go down to NXT to humble everybody down there.
Yeah, and sure enough, who is she pretty much targeting? She is targeting Io Shirai. She's pretty much telling her, Io, I'm going to go down and humble you. That is my mission. That is my goal.
Well, yeah, because now Io Shirai, as we know, is the number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship. So Io Shirai will be the very first victim of Charlotte Flair, and we don't know who's going to potentially take down Charlotte Flair, but she's going to go into NXT to teach everybody a lesson.
It's going to be a challenge for the NXT woman to take down Charlotte Flair, but I believe that the woman in the NXT roster have the potential to do it, and it's going to be a great experience for them to face a competitor like Charlotte Flair. So I see all the positive on this. Let's just see who ends up taking down Charlotte Flair down in NXT.
So it appears that she's potentially going to be doing both shows now. It looks like she's going to go down to NXT, and then she made an appearance on Raw. So I assume she's still part of the Raw roster, but will go down to NXT whenever she has to. I'm not entirely sure. I guess we'll find out in the next upcoming weeks.
Yeah, so let's see how that ends up playing out. I'm very excited to see what this entire outcome turns out to.
All right, let's move on to Ricochet and Cedric Alexander versus the Viking Raiders. We haven't seen the Viking Raiders in quite some time, and they still got it. They're very, very impressive. I still see them as one of the most dominant teams that Raw has. They were taken down. They were undefeated for a while. I feel like now that we haven't seen the AOP, this is a team that Raw has right now that's extremely dominant.
Yeah, this is pretty much the powerhouse team of the Raw Tag Team Division. They were just super impressive. They didn't lose a beat. They looked pretty solid. I'm starting to like this team of Cedric Alexander and Ricochet. It's a brand new team. They're bringing a whole bunch of innovation into the Tag Team Division. They started off pretty strong. I mean, they were pretty much dominated the entire match, but then the Viking Raiders doing what they do best, and that's what? Bringing the power into the match, and I think that was the difference in this match.
Oh yeah, you can never go against, speed can never go against power. That's just, we know that from the very beginning. Ricochet and Cedric Alexander, this is a very interesting team. When I first saw them get paired together, I was like, I don't know if this will work, you know. I don't think they can really get along. I don't think they can really solidify themselves as a team. But as the weeks have been going by, I actually started to like this team a lot more. I think they understand each other from not only the mentality, the style that they have. Absolutely everything molds together into the perfect team. And I think this is going to be a dangerous team once they actually take off, once it actually gets started to the point where they're supposed to be. But as of right now, I like this team. They're very, very solid, and they definitely showed themselves against the Viking Raiders.
Yeah, I kind of did have my doubts a little bit of the team as well, but the thing that I like is that they both have similar styles in their matches, and I think that's a big plus for them, that they bring that innovation, that speed, that quickness, that not a lot of teams are going to be able to keep up. If this team keeps on going, this is going to be the team to beat in the Raw Tag Team Division. So let's just see how it all turns out and it plays out. Again, keep in mind these two competitors are not used to being in tag team competition. So let's see how all that plays out. They're usually singles competitors.
Well, I mean, Ricochet is kind of used to it because he was partnered with Aleister Black when he was first called up. And I think he's always had that tag team mentality in him. He is a team player. He always adapts to whatever type of match he's in. And I think that's why he's been so successful down at Raw, as well as in NXT. He can adapt to everything. And this is going to end up benefiting them in the long run. And the fact that they've been able to get along up until this point just shows otherwise.
And this is great for Cedric Alexander. I know we haven't seen much of him, but what better way to do it than to showcase your talent with someone that you know you're going to get along, like Ricochet.
100%. All right, let's move on to our main event. Champion versus champion. Andrade with Zelina Vega, Garza. In theory, they all come out because, you know, they travel in a pack now. They are all together. They're a team. Versus Drew McIntyre. Very, very impressive. Again, Zelina knows exactly what she's doing. She's playing not only the mind games, but now they're at a numbers advantage. And you never know when either of these men or Zelina are going to attack.
Definitely from the get-go, Andrade had the advantage because, like you said, you have Zelina, you have Garza, and you have Austin Theory. The ringside, the numbers gain from the get-go is a huge plus for Andrade. But I like this match between both of them, especially from Andrade. Andrade is showing that new intensity, that new fire in the eyes, and same thing with Drew McIntyre.
I think Andrade is definitely ready for a championship bigger than the United States Championship. Now, don't get me wrong, I think the United States Championship is prestigious, and I think it's already huge as it is, but I think he's ready for a WWE Championship, and obviously, he's not going to be the one that dethrones Drew McIntyre. I can tell you that. It won't be Andrade, but what I do know is that Andrade will be one of the competitors that's going to stay on Drew McIntyre, and Zelina will make sure of that. Zelina will make sure that Andrade takes every single opportunity that they can.
Andrade is that type that he's going to wait for the opportunity, and as soon as he sees it, he's going to capitalize. And sure enough, that's what he did here tonight. He was very, very impressive throughout the entire match.
Yes, and I think Andrade and Zelina have really mastered the art of them being a duel. She knows exactly when she's supposed to get involved in the match, and he knows exactly what those signals are. He knows when she gets involved and when she's not going to get involved. And he's waiting for that signal, and as soon as he sees it, he capitalizes on that, just like you said. But I do have to point out, I think Garza and Theory still have to kind of figure that out, because there is times when I'm just like, okay, this is the perfect opportunity for you to go and distract the ref, or like you'll see Andrade distracting the ref, and this is when one of them should be attacking the other competitor. It's the heel thing to do, and Zelina has mastered that so super, super well. And I believe it was Theory, it might have been Garza, I'm not entirely sure, who grabbed McIntyre's leg, and it was like, you could have done something else to help out Andrade, but they'll get better at it as they go.
Yeah, that would come over time, and we did discuss that while we were watching the match. We're like, oh, well, you know what? The numbers game plays a huge advantage, and they're not really taking advantage at first, but then towards the end, they kind of did, because one of them should have distracted the ref, and the other one could have attacked, could have done something completely different. But like you said, that's going to come over time, and again, this is where Selena's going to play a huge factor into this from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely going to mold them into what she wants them to be. She will get them to that level where Andrade and Selena are, where he can look at her and he knows exactly what she's planning next. And she can look at him and she knows what he's about to do. Keep in mind, very, very rarely does Selena fail at distracting the ref and actually not succeed at it. So that's the level where they want to be at, and they will definitely get there with Selena's help.
I have to agree with you on that, but also Drew McIntyre, impressive throughout the night. He pretty much showed that he is a fighting champion, and it's going to be hard to take him down. He is extremely motivated. I mean, I would be motivated too if I took someone like Brock Lesnar, who has pretty much annihilated the entire roster. So he's going to be one of those tough competitors to beat.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree with you on that one. He was 100% more brutal in this match, and I think after going through Brock Lesnar and having to go through Big Show, he knows the target that's in his back, and if he doesn't change his wrestling style, he's going to be in a huge, huge trouble. So what does he do? He goes after Andrade a lot more brutal than he would have gone into any other match. And at this point, he's not hungry, but what does he want to prove? He wants to prove that he's going to be one of the greatest WWE champions of all time.
Not only that, but the mind games that Andrade and Selena played with him played a huge factor in this match too. Why? Because he was pretty much angry of what Selena and Andrade told him, that he had gotten hurt and that he lost to Andrade. So all this stuff played a huge factor. So this was a different McIntyre. He was focused and he was ready to go, and Andrade matched up to him.
He definitely didn't let Andrade and Selena get inside of his head, because he knew, if I'm going into this match, I know what happened last time, and I have to be very, very careful with Selena Vega, and that's 100% what helped him out in this match.
So after the match that McIntyre ended up winning, who decides to show up? The Monday Night Messiah, Seth Rollins, curb stopping Drew McIntyre.
Yes, sending a message to Drew McIntyre, and I think this is brilliant, because we already saw Seth Rollins take down Brock Lesnar. He's going to do it again, and this time he's going to go after Drew McIntyre. He wants the WWE Championship, and I think if he gets it now that he's actually the Monday Night Messiah, nobody's going to take it from him.
What a great opportunity for McIntyre to really test his skill with Seth Rollins. We know Seth Rollins all around is a great competitor, and if he's able to take down the Beast, he could also take down Drew McIntyre. So it's a true test for McIntyre to face Seth Rollins.
To be completely honest with you, when I saw Seth Rollins come out, the first thing that came into my mind was he's going after Andrade Garza in theory. I did not think he was going to go after somebody like Drew McIntyre. But now it is very, very clear to me that he wants a WWE Championship. But now he's on his own. He doesn't have the AOP. He doesn't have Buddy Murphy. What happens with Seth Rollins next? His entire squad is gone. Now, obviously, given the circumstances, I understand, right? But moving into each match, he has to be very careful with Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is like Aleister Black. He can strike his signature move, the Claymore kick, out of nowhere. And that's McIntyre's biggest advantage.
I think Seth Rollins facing McIntyre is great, but one thing that McIntyre has to watch out for, and that's the smartness of Seth Rollins and the mind games that Seth Rollins likes to play. I think if Drew McIntyre is able to capitalize that and not let Seth Rollins go things his way, Drew McIntyre will have a huge advantage into beating Seth Rollins.
I 100% agree with you on that one. All right, that's all we have for you on this episode of Wrestling with Siblings. Remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Become a sibling today. And for those of you that do not know what WWS stands for, Armando, what does WWS stand for?
Wrestling with Siblings. Thank you guys so much, and see you guys next.